Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 6, we read the following. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. Well, this is an interesting thing. Let's just make sure we understand this part of the proverb, and then we'll go in and make some application. In the transgression is the snare. See that? In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. Now, this is going to work two ways, because the snare can be in the hand of the evil man, or the snare can be in the transgression, or the snare can be the advantage that the devil gets because you've gotten into a transgression. And so we're going to look at this verse from all three. You know, the Lord tells us to be circumspect. We're going to look at this from all three perspectives. And first of all, notice, in the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. In other words, an evil man that approaches you about a transgression has a desire to ensnare you, or has a desire to lead you into some mischief that's going to ensnare you. And so we find some examples of this in the book of Proverbs, like in Proverbs chapter 1. In Proverbs chapter 1, Solomon writes, "My son," in verse 10, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, 'Come with us,' let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil." You see how the sinners are enticing you with all these great opportunities to get into something that is going to take away the life of the innocent and take away their substance and take away their spoil. "Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse." He says, "My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof." See the snare? See the snare? In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. They're approaching you with an opportunity to go do something bad because of the reward to you. We're going to have one purse. We're going to have spoil. We're going to have precious substance. Don't you want to run with us? And Solomon says, you need to be careful because there's a snare in their transgression. Their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. And he says, can't you see it? Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. You know, if a bird sees a net, the bird is not going to fly into the net and be ensnared. So those snares are disguised so the birds don't see them. And so this is what he says to his son. He says, look, they're laying wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. They don't see the net. They don't see the snare. But you should. If you're going to kill somebody to take his spoil and hurt somebody to take his precious substance, in order to have a purse with evil men, you are going to get in trouble. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. Now, this can be of all kinds. This could be any friend that would convince you to go do something that you know from the Bible is a transgression. Because he says, listen, he's the person who's trying to entice you to do it is selling you on all the good points, but you got to remember there is a snare. Proverbs chapter 7. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 7. Because in the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. Same is true of an evil woman. We are at the last part of this proverb, and the whole proverb fits together as one. But rather than read the entire proverb, we're going to just jump down to verse 21. This is about a young man who's void of understanding, who is being taken by a strange woman. Look what he says. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Proverbs 7, verse 22, continue reading to the end of the chapter. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare. He knoweth not that it's for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O you children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Watch it, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Do you understand? In the transgression of an evil man, in the transgression of an evil woman, there is a snare. This young man, void of understanding, saw a woman who was willing to play the harlot. He saw a woman who kissed him and said, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. He couldn't imagine anything better, be able to spend all night with this woman. Let us solace ourselves with loves. And he's just imagining how his loneliness is going to be assuaged and his lust is going to be satisfied. So she's catching him with her fair speech. She's flattering him with her lips, and he's just going after her. As an ox goeth to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks. And you know what he finds? Wounds. Many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Do you understand? There's a snare there. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. And that's what you have to remember. When you see the enticing opportunity to do something with an evil man or evil men, you see the enticing opportunity to do something with a strange woman, and you can only think about that which is going to make you rich, that's what's going to reward you well, that which is going to make you happy or satisfy your sexual desire, you're not looking past the transgression to see the snare. In Proverbs chapter 5, when Solomon is dealing with the lips of a strange woman in verse 3, he says, you're going to end up, if you go after her, giving your honor unto others and thy years unto the cruel, verse 9. Strangers are going to be filled with thy wealth in verse 10, and thy labors are going to be in the house of the stranger, and you're going to mourn at the last when your flesh and your body are consumed. Proverbs chapter 5. So it's a terrible thing, but you have to recognize it. When somebody presents you with an opportunity that is a transgression, fornication, theft, which are being described in both of these cases we've looked at in Proverbs, you have to understand that beyond that transgression, there is a snare. And if you fall for it, you are going to be trapped. Evil men snare you. Evil women snare you. You say, what do I do about it? Well, you do what Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 8. Remove thy way far from her. Come not nigh the door of her house. That's what you do. Look at Proverbs chapter 4. What do you do to protect yourself? Well, you got to stay away. You have to look beyond the transgression to recognize the snare and then take precaution beforehand. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14, enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. Why? They sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. Now, I know men. One particular man is in my mind right now who's serving a very long sentence in prison. And the reason is he happened to be with the wrong person at the wrong time. He knew what they were doing was a transgression when he went out with them that night, but had no idea what was going to happen that night. All he knew is he was out to go have some fun with these guys. Something terribly wrong happened, and now this guy is in prison for decades. What happened? He didn't look beyond the transgression to recognize in the transgression of an evil man there is a snare. You got somebody that's trying to entice you to go steal something, to go fornicate, to go party, to go joyride. Listen, there's a snare in that transgression. Get out of it now. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. And pass away. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. That's how to protect yourself from that snare. But that's not all. The passage says, in the transgression of an evil man, there's a snare. So not only does the evil man snare you, but also the sin snares you. That's right. The sin will snare you. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. In other words, once you pursue this thing, you may like, wow, that's really good. I need to do that again. Well, you got to be real careful about that, because sin ensnares you itself. Proverbs chapter 5, we've already been there and looked at the first part of the proverb. Look in verse 22, verse 21 for the context. The waves of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Watch it. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. What does the Bible say? He says, his own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. You're thinking you can get away with it. You're thinking that you can do something, and it will not affect you except to give you pleasure, to give you satisfaction. That's what you're thinking. And what you don't see is that sin is a vicious enemy. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. Sin wants to take you captive. Sin is deadly. Sin is bondage. In James chapter 1, in verse 14, here is the work of sin in your life that begins with lust. James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15 say this, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So in you is the lust, you know, to be greedy for gain, the lust for any type of physical pleasure, whether it's any appetite that you can imagine, is in there. What the lust can do, and you have to be careful not to let it do this to you, is it can draw you away and entice you. That's what it can do. And you got to be careful about that. You see, to have an appetite for food is a good thing. It's what keeps you eating. And if you eat the right things, that keeps you healthy. To have a lust for physical companionship with your wife is a good thing. It keeps you together, enjoying that benefit of marriage. But when that lust compels you to fornicate, or that lust of your appetite compels you to put something in your mouth that's not good for you, It has suddenly drawn you away and enticed you. All right, where does that lead? Verse 15. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin's killer. Sin wants to take you captive. It wants to hold you with the cords of sins, as we saw in Proverbs 5:22. You say, well, what in the world am I going to do about that? You have to recognize that if somebody is saying to you, hey, this weekend we're going to go out and we're going to smoke some pot, and you're like, oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's go get high. You got to recognize something, that in that transgression there is a snare. That's right. In the transgression of an evil man, there's a snare. There are so many people that went out to go smoke pot one night, and now they're hooked on drugs. You say, oh, you're just trying to scare me. No, I'm trying to tell you something that is true from the Scripture. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare, and you have to look past what pleasure you hope to derive from that transgression and recognize this thing can hurt me. Listen, there are people today that are suffering from the consequences of their sexual exploitation, with disease, some incurable, and some that will mess them up for the rest of their lives. Some have children out of wedlock, and they don't know what to do with this child, and the child is, they're having trouble paying bills and raising the child and being a single parent. There are people that decide to go out and have a good time partying a little bit, got into alcohol, now they're hooked. They got into some tobacco when they were young, and now they're hooked. If somebody's trying to entice you with some of that stuff, you got to recognize there's bondage in this sin. That's right. He should be holden with the cords of his sins. You say, I don't want to believe that, preacher. Listen, believe the Word of God. Don't go into these things and then find out later that you can be the poster child for the person who was foolish enough to not listen to the preaching and then get hooked on one of these things and then go around tell everybody, don't do it. When he says don't do it, you better believe what the Bible says. Well, let's say you're one of those that did get hooked, and now you're dealing with a drug problem or an alcohol problem or a tobacco problem or a sex problem or whatever problem there may be. How do you get done with it? John chapter 8, verses 32 and 36. Perfect. Jesus said unto them, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You get into this book, and you start reading and believing and doing what it says. And then verse 36 says, and if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What you need is you need Jesus Christ to get in you and change you so that the cords of sin will lose their grip and you can start getting some victory through the truth of the Word of God, because you've been ensnared by sin. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. The evil man or evil woman will snare you. Sin snares you, and there's one more. The devil snares you. What he does is he takes advantage of your disobedience, and he lays a snare for you that you cannot see hiding along your path. And when he's ready, when he can do you the most damage and he can do the most collateral damage through ensnaring you, he will pull that snare, and he's the one that gets to decide when that snare is going to be pulled. So you're rocking along, committing some of the sin we've been talking about today, and you're like, nothing bad happened to me. That old preacher's just a fool. No, the devil has simply allowed that snare to rest in the grass until you don't recognize that it's there. And at a time when he can really hurt some people, he'll pull it. Like, for instance, there are preachers who have stolen. There are preachers who have had affairs on the side. There are preachers who have gotten involved in pornography. There are preachers that have gotten involved in things. And you know, they were able to get away with this for a while, and they're thinking, wow, this is amazing. I can still preach. I can still pray. I can still lead souls to Jesus Christ. Nothing bad's happening to me. And then one day, wham, that snare gets pulled. But it gets pulled at a time when the faith of young Christians and the faith of young people in the church is absolutely devastated. I have met countless people who tell me, I will never go to church again. When I was young, we had a preacher and he stole money, or he went with the, you know, somebody in the church or whatever he did. And it upset me so much when the church had to deal with that, I promised myself I would never go back. I've met those people. And you know what they are? They are collateral damage to the ensnared, the ensnaring of the devil during a transgression. You should have known better. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. And if it's not the evil man or the evil woman that snares you, and if it's not the sin that snares you, it'll be the devil that snares you. Look in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We want to read this in its context, beginning with verse 24, but the verse we're looking for is down here in verse 26. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Do you understand? When the devil decides to pull that snare, he does it. They're taken captive by him at his will. You say, well, I'm saved. The devil can't do that to me. He sure can when you decide you're going to get into transgression. Because the Bible says in the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. And so the devil's there waiting for you. And then, boom, he ensnares you. And notice, the man has to recover himself out of that snare. But he can't unless God will give him repentance to the acknowledging of the truth in verse 25. So here we are again, coming right back to the same Bible that we're preaching right now to tell you that if you want to get out of the snare of the devil because you've been taken captive by him at his will, you're going to have to acknowledge the truth. Do you see how silly that is? Why not just acknowledge the truth now and not get into the snare? Why not just acknowledge the truth now and not get into the transgression? Why not just acknowledge the truth now and not follow the evil man or the evil woman? Because you're going to eventually have to come back to the truth if you're going to get out of the snare of sin, and you're going to have to come back to the truth if you're going to get out of the snare of the devil. You see how it goes? Now, here you are ensnared by the devil. He said, what can I do to get out? You're going to have to acknowledge the truth. And right now you're hearing the truth. You have to acknowledge the truth. I am a sinner. I have messed up. I am in transgression. I have disobeyed God. Here's what the Bible says about the sin that I am committing. You have to acknowledge the truth and then come to God seeking repentance. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So you sit there, you take that Bible and look at that thing and say, that is a true evaluation of my situation. I am in transgression. You say, well, why must I do that? Do you know there are a lot of people who justify themselves so much in what they do, they don't even realize that what they're doing is a transgression? People that are in obesity don't think about being in transgression. They just say, I'm a little overweight. The Bible says it's gluttony. People that have a little, you know, drink a little bit too much from time to time, they don't think there's a transgression. I just drink a little bit too much from time to time. Every once in a while I get a little tipsy. No, the Bible says you're a drunkard. That's what the Bible says. And you get off into something like drugs, you're hooked. See, and you've got to acknowledge that truth. I suppose when people seek help, like going to AA or something like that, what's happened is they have lied to others and lied to themselves so long they are living in complete dishonesty. So don't tell me that you don't understand what it means to have to acknowledge the truth. You've been lying to your wife. You've been lying to people at your church. You've been lying to your boss. You've been lying to employees. You've been lying to others about what you're involved in, as if you're not involved in that sin. You see? So that's why you have to acknowledge the truth. You come to this thing and say, man, I am drinking too much. I am hooked. I am involved in something. I am fornicating. I rather believe in modern churches today, there's so little preaching on sanctification that there are a lot of people that are involved in relationships that are going too far with people they're not married to. Because that's the way the rest of the world does it, and they brought the world into the church, so why not, right? I'm going to tell you something. That's a sin. That's right. Read the Bible. And you have to acknowledge that thing and say, you know what, Lord? I am in transgression. In the transgression of an evil man. I'm an evil man because I have disobeyed your words. Now you're going to make some traction with God. So it takes acknowledging the truth. It takes repentance. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And then after you have repented and God has given you that repentance, then you got to go to work to recover yourself out of the snare of the devil who have been taken captive by him at his will. Sometimes people say, I just want to be delivered. Look, you put yourself in that snare and you got a lot of work to do to get yourself out of that snare. Now, the Lord will deal with the devil, I got that, but you have got a problem because you have allowed yourself to get into this thing until now you're used to it. And getting out of it can be some kind of trouble. Now, the grace of God will be there, the truth of God will be there, the strength of the Spirit of God will be there, your friends will be there, the wisdom of God will be there to help you, but you got something to do. You got some disobedience that has to be corrected in your life. So believe Proverbs 29:6. It's absolutely true. In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare. You hanging around with bad company, let me tell you something, you are going to be ensnared. Why? Because evil men snare you. Evil women snare you. They do. They catch you. They entice you. They want you to consent with them. And we saw it in Proverbs. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And when you're presented with an opportunity to go in their way, do what Solomon said. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. You know what you need to do? Cut off those relationships today, right now. Just cut them. Just call them and say, I'm not doing that. I'm done. Get out of it. Sin snares you, so be very careful, because once you get into it, you can't control it. Sin controls you. That's right. And the only way out of that bondage is truth and Jesus Christ. And then remember, you get into that thing deep enough, the devil will ensnare you. And in order to get out of that, you acknowledge the truth, repent, and recover yourself out of the snare of the devil by the grace of God. Now may God help you with this instruction from the Word of God. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.